What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Good morning and welcome to the Shred Show live with your host, me, Josh Pitts. And I'm excited to have a new guest, someone that I'm just getting to know, Bobby Keel from Home South Mortgage. I'm excited because, again, this is a guest. You guys know when I get a new guest on the show, somebody I haven't had before, I get really excited because we get to know somebody. We get to hear about what they're doing in the industry, how they're crushing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Bobby Keel. Bobby, thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm excited because, again, there's so many things that you and I get to talk about. We get to share this morning. And before we get too far into it, let's get to know Bobby a little bit. Bobby Keel and Home South Mortgage. So, Bobby, how long have you been in the industry? Home South Mortgage, how long has it been around? Tell us a little bit about you.
I've been in the industry now 16 years. Home South Mortgage, me and my business partner, Jack Shields, we formed the company back in 2017. We actually converted to a correspondent slash broker model back in May. So we, you know, everything but FHA, we basically fund with our own warehouse line. And we're based in a little rural town called Sylacauga, Alabama. We'll do a spelling test later. But,
spelling bee, we got it.
We're a little south of Birmingham, north of Auburn, so it's kind of a sweet spot from that standpoint.
Very cool. And so why mortgages? You've been doing this for a long time, but what is it about being in the mortgage industry that gets you out of bed every single day? Because sometimes a lot of people are like, well, you know, mortgages, it's not that exciting, but being you've done it as long as you have, why are you in the industry? What's your why behind it all?
Well, I guess I'll call it a second career, but I was in the software management consulting business before I started my company and my career, actually 16 years ago over in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
And part of the reason I love it is, like, I did consulting. I was never in one place for any great length of time, and things changed rapidly. So mortgages to me are, everybody has a story, everybody's situation is different, and you're learning and doing different things every day, typically. For me, that's kind of the pull, you know. It's just, it is kind of the same thing every day, just a little different twist, you know, but that's that. And quite honestly, it's a great business. I've survived through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and, we're back into the good side of it, and I hope it stays that way for a little while.
We cross our fingers, right? We all want to keep that good side. But the fact that you went through that downturn, that 2008, 2009, that era that was really difficult, you know, you survived. So that in itself just shows that, hey, you're persistent, you're consistent. You have the tenacity to survive when you need to. Being that you've been doing this, and I love what you mentioned, is every single day, although it may be similar, you get the opportunity to work with somebody different. Every single person that we have the opportunity to serve and to help, whether it's buying a home, refinancing, whatever it is, their situation is unique. It's very different. So we get to understand them, their needs, and then how we can most, perfectly fit those needs. And that's what I think, that's why all of us who stayed in the mortgage industry as long as we have, that's why we get so many great people that we get to help every single day. So I appreciate you sharing that. And with that, being able to serve your community, being able to, you know, serve the people locally around you, there's something that I'm excited to talk about. And you're one of the people who, and I named this segment Riches in the Niches. We've all heard that term, but you've really taken, and again, everybody, this is one of our segments about the one-time close by AFR, because Bobby, you're utilizing the one-time close program with AFR so well. And I'm excited to have you share a little bit of the one-time close program and how you're using it within your business.
Well, you know, here I'm licensed in Alabama and in Georgia, but, you know, a lot of what we run into over here is inventory, especially the way the market is right now. So it gives us a different channel to market, you know, to our business partners, our referral partners, to our client base. And it's a great program because we have different types of loan programs we can use a one-time close on. And, you know, for us in Alabama, a little bit in Georgia as well, manufactured homes are pretty prevalent just because of the ruralness within the state itself. And so we leverage the one-time close for that as well. So not just stick-built homes, but also from a manufactured home standpoint. So that kind of opens up another channel with mobile home dealers. I mean, it doesn't sound real sexy and exciting, but you know what? Hey, it pays the bills. So it just gives us some other opportunity to another tool in the tool bag, so to speak.
Well, and I think that is exactly how you just ended that. It's just one more tool in the tool bag. There, you know, everybody's searching for those sexy loans, those opportunities, but you're finding ways to diversify, not just doing all those vanilla loans, really finding a niche that has not been targeted. And then you mentioned mobile homes. Anytime in this industry you hear mobile homes are manufactured, everybody kind of throws up their hands like, oh, red flag. I don't want to go down that road. Those are way too difficult. Those are too hard. But in your experience with the one-time close, I mean, yes, there's a little bit of a learning curve when you get started, but clearly it's something that you're able to serve a completely different community. And have they been really difficult to learn and to get to know?
Oh, no, not at all. AFR makes it really, you know, they've got a good support staff. They've got good marketing. They have good resources on their website that you can access, all the forms, you know, they walk you through it. They're constantly doing webinars to support the, you know, their business partners like us. So to learn it is, you know, it's not difficult. It does take a little bit of time because it's a little different beast because you're dealing with, you're dealing with the construction side, and that's not always an exact science because you have overages or things that happen on the site, or when you get into site prep, you realize you're digging into granite and not clay, you know, or something crazy like that. And those things come up, but, you know, for me, it's been a short learning curve, but again, it's kind of given me a different chance or another channel of opportunity.
But that's just like anything, Bobby. And I think you say that so eloquently is, yes, there is a little bit of, there's not a huge learning curve. Anybody can really dive in, and AFR has the resources and tools there for you. But again, you get to serve basically an underserved community. A lot of people aren't focusing on that niche, and you clearly have found, especially in the Alabama and Georgia market, but it's not just that. You mentioned this, there's a shortage in the housing market. That's all across the country. That's not just in Alabama and Georgia. That's all across the country. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, this is gives you an opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I can learn something new. And again, that is big to all of us. You have to be willing to, if this is your career, if this isn't just like, oh, I'm going to do loans, it's hot right now, so I'm going to jump in and get a few loans and make some money and then get the heck out. If you truly want to be an expert, an advisor, somebody who understands the industry, you have to be like you, Bobby, and you have to really be willing to learn and to really put yourself out there in a way and get uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable, learn something new so you can serve other people other than just, again, those same old vanilla loans as we talk about so much. Now, I don't know, do you have a recent story or experience where you were able to utilize this with a consumer or somebody who just it fits so perfectly when you help them with a one-time close program?
Well, actually, two opportunities come to mind. I had a referral partner, basically outside of Tuscaloosa, which is north of here, outside of Birmingham, actually. And she contacted me. She's a realtor broker. Her husband is actually a builder, and they were not able to find anyone to offer a one-time close. And since then, you know, she sent me three or four different opportunities that we're working on. I've pre-qualified them, and now it's just a matter of, you know, going through the steps, because just because you pre-qualify them, you still got to, you know, if the land's not available, you've got to find the land. Then you got to figure out, okay, well, where are we at as far as a house plan, you know, that sort of thing. And then, another referral source outside of my market down in Dothan, which is south of us, Dothan, Alabama. I have a veteran who wants to build a home. So I'm partnering with actually it's a company out of Georgia, but they have multiple locations in both states. And so I'm working with them. We've got them as an approved builder. And so now we're looking at building I think it's like a $360,000 home, for this veteran and his wife. So, without this opportunity or this loan program, whatever you want to call it, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. But my point is that I'm not necessarily doing them in my backyard either. I mean, you know, these are hour and a half, couple hour drives for me, you know, if I were to go meet with a client or what have you. So, you know, I have people reaching out, and that's the, you know, any, anytime someone's reaching out to you is a lot better than you reaching out to them, especially if it's a cold call, you know. So for us, it works well.
So this is opening, I mean, you've mentioned so many things on here, Bobby, that it's opening up new opportunities, not just with consumers, not just people reaching out referrals, but actually referral partners, real estate agents. You even mentioned a mobile home company that actually builds those. This is open doors for you that, again, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's the one-time close program, whatever it is, you have to be willing to start niching, to really focusing on whether you want to call it a program, a demographic. You want to focus on people that you really, and again, Bobby, just listening to you talk about this, you can see that, hey, this is something different. This isn't the normal set of people that I typically get to work with. You get to go outside of that, which to me, it just opens up so many more opportunities, new doors for you, and it's fun for you. So I love those stories that you share because, again, this is opening up so many things for you. And I'm sure when you probably got started, it probably came out of like, oh, somebody or some realtor or some referral partner or some consumer probably called you and said, hey, Bobby, can you do this? And you're like, no, I have no idea. And now it's turned into something like, holy cow, there is, you know, there's an entire set of people out there that actually need this program.
Yeah, it has opened a lot of, you know, a lot of doors and opportunities for us. You know, one of the good things about the program too is that once you get your borrower approved, you get the builder approved, you close a loan, you get paid when the loan closes. You're not waiting 6-8 months down the road for the house to be completed. The other beauty of it is that your borrower, they are, I guess, to some degree paying some interest, but not during the construction part of it. So that's kind of rolled in. They're not having to make up the 20% difference that a lot of times you might have to do on a two-time close where you're using a local bank and then you're doing the permanent financing once the construction's complete. So, you know, it compresses the time frame. Now I'm getting paid in, you know, 30 days or less versus 6-8 months down the road. You know, and who knows if that borrower is going to stick with you 6-8 months down the road. You know, the other thing is 6-8 months down the road, something could happen with their credit. And now all of a sudden you can't get them qualified. Well, the thing is you get them qualified, you close a loan, they're guaranteed through construction. And when they take possession, there is no requalification of that process of that borrower. So it's kind of a win-win for you, kind of a win-win for the builder and the borrower for that matter.
So here's something, guys, that I don't know if you picked up on. This is really cool, and this is why I love doing this show, is you listen to Bobby, and clearly you can see that he has educated himself. He mentioned earlier, this is his second career. This is his new career now. You hear him talk about this program, and you hear all the little details. How knowledgeable is he? And again, like you mentioned, yes, there's a little bit you have to learn, but now he has added this knowledge set for his consumers, his referral partners. Look how well he has spoken in this program. That, again, that's what this is all about. When I talk about riches in the niches, ladies and gentlemen, again, whether it's a one-time close or whatever, you have to be willing to put in the time to educate yourself so you can go back and you can be the expert. Bobby, I listen to you. And again, I'm just like, you're throwing about all these details about it that I'm like, holy cow, like I didn't know that. And now you're going back and you're educating the consumer, which you're saving them money in the long run. You're saving them a headache on a two-time close program. That's what is so cool to me about this, Bobby. That's why when I hear you share this knowledge, to me, that's what it's all about. It's being able to take that knowledge and actually utilize it, go and actually put it into practice every single day in your business. So, man, Bobby, it's so much fun to see you talk about it and share these details. Because again, you clearly have become one of the experts in this program.
Well, experts may be a stretch. I know enough to be dangerous, but you know, I'm not quite at expert level yet, but you know, I work on it daily.
There you go. But that's just it. You work on it daily. You show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. And that's what we do every single day in the industry. So Bobby, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know we've talked about, you're out there crushing it. 2020, we're in the brand new year and you're out there, you're helping so many consumers in your market and in your backyard, but even outside of that. So I want to thank you for dedicating and sharing some of your experiences and how the one-time close program with AFR has helped you. And again, really focused on a niche that absolutely needs our help and our attention. So Bobby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. If anyone's out there has questions or wants to share stories or needs some input or guidance, I'm fine with you sharing my contact information.
I'm absolutely going to put your email below if that's okay. Reach out to Bobby if you have questions, if you want to share a story. We'd love to hear your stories when it comes to this. And again, it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go back and watch this episode and listen, you have to really focus on what Bobby talked about. He became the expert. I know he's being humble. He's not one, but I'm gonna throw it to him. He is one of the experts when it comes to this. He's been willing to learn, to educate himself, so he in turn can be an expert and an advisor, no longer just a loan officer, ladies and gentlemen. We have to get out. We cannot be a commodity. The riches are in the niches. Really focus and learn your craft, and you will be able to serve and help more people. Bobby Kill, ladies and gentlemen, from Home South Mortgage, thanks again for joining us. And again, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. See you guys.
Thank you.